and the halacha related to an area that many probably have seen this year in your shiurim, but hopefully we'll take a little further. The definition of godless in halacha. When does a person become an adult in halacha? So contrary to popular belief, there are two factors that make a person an adult in halacha. Shanim v'simanim. A person has to reach a certain age, 12 years old for a girl, 13 for a boy, and signs of physical maturity, two pubic hairs, shtei saros. Without both of those factors, a person is not really a gadol. But the Gemara says in Masechas Nida that we assume that once a person has the age, 12 or 13, so then they probably also have the shtei saros. That's known as chazaka derava. Rava introduces this presumption, this chazaka, that is the case. So the Gemara itself already indicates that we rely on that in some areas, but not others. So there's a major discussion amongst the Rishonim and Achronim. Does that mean this is a really great chazaka that's really solid, but there are some exceptional circumstances we don't rely on it, or it's not such a great chazaka? And there's only certain exceptional cases where we would rely, or maybe not even rely, but just be choshesh for it. So lemaisa, the poskim bring that we would rely on this presumption for dinim derabanan, but not really for dinim deraisa. For dinim deraisa, we would have to check. We'd have to do an examination. Lemaisa, we're not checking. So therefore, we don't rely on this for dinim deraisa. The Ramban says, we learn a general klal from here, that whenever there's a reasonable doubt, a miyutam matzu, it's not totally uncommon that the exception would take place, we don't rely on a chazaka without checking. So, some examples of this, and then we could take it one level further. So, Poskim write, we'll let a bar mitzvah boy be the chazin, because the tefillah b'tzibur, and the chazar sashatz, and whatever he's doing, is dirabanan. We would let him lane, because kriyas haTorah is dirabanan. We would not let him lane parshas zachar, which is deraisa. We would let him do Zimun, because the truth is, machlokas arishonim, if Zimun is deraisa or derabanan, but the minhag is to be lenient about this. We'd let them do Zimun. But if they're going to do Zimun the way it was originally, Bizman Chazal, and the way that some groups of Teimanim still do it, that the Mizamin benches for everybody, well, benching is a mitzvah deraisa, so that we would not allow. We can make it, let him make Kiddush on Shabbos morning. That's a mitzvah derabanan. But Kiddush on Friday night is a mitzvah deraisa. Would not make sense for him to be motzi others, to be motzi adults. Obviously, for all mitzvahs deraisa, he has to do them for himself. But to be motzi others, that we would not rely on. Are there situations where we would rely on it even for mitzvahs deraisa? So that already is a discussion. And it gets back to the question we raised, how good a chazaka is it? Like the way the Ramban said, we don't rely on any chazaka for a mitzvah deraisa, if it's a miyut hamatzo, if we can check. Well, let's say we can't check. So the Achronim raised that apparently, it was not uncommon in their time, that Sofrim would have apprentices who were young kids, 14, 15-year-old boy, 13 maybe even. So sometimes you could have tefillin that were written by this 13, 14-year-old boy. How do I know he's really a gadol? A katan can't write tefillin. Only a gadol can write tefillin. So this question came to many of the Gedolei Poskim, and they said, L'chatchila, the Sofrim shouldn't do this anymore. But Lemaisa, what about all the tefillin that were already written? Can you wear them? Now you can't check. The kid is somewhere else. You don't, or it's years have gone by. You can't check now. So we can't do an examination. So do we assume? So they know the Yehuda held, the Chazaka de Rava really is a strong Chazaka. If we can check, we have to check. But if you can't check, you can rely on it. He was Mekel. There may be other factors involved. Sometimes you have to, when figuring out a halacha, you have to figure out what all the different factors are. You may have various reasons to be mekel, and that could all come together to make a difference. Rav Avad Yosef says, what about baking matzahs? So the matzah has to be made l'shem mitzvah. Anytime we have something that needs kavana, so we don't rely on ketanim. Well, what about a 13-year-old boy? So can he be involved in the process? Can he do the kneading? Can he do the rolling? Can he be involved in a hand matzah? It's not uncommon. People like to bake their own matzahs by hand. Can you let a 13-year-old boy be part of the process? So he says, yes. First of all, to machlokas harishonim, if matzah shmura really means what we think it means. major machlokas arishonim. If it means that it has to be done l'shem mitzvah, maybe it just means it has to be done in a way that you're making sure that it doesn't have chametz. That's suffix number one. Suffix number two, he says, really, really, the majority view is like the known to be Yehuda that chazaka de Rava is really, it's a good chazaka. It really is a good chazaka. So then we can check, but nonetheless, if we really make your adin hold it's a good chazaka, and we have other factors lahakel, and he tacks on one or two more possible sfekos lahalacha, he says you can be lenient. So this is an interesting topic of discussion with wide application various areas. As again, the general rule will rely on the fact that there are gadol leinyan dinim derabanan, not leinyan dinim deraisa. But then the question would arise when it comes to dinim deraisa, where there are multiple factors or where it's impossible to check. So then many poskim assume we would rely on the fact that he's a bar mitzvah. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.